Wednesday night, Orla Tess Elul. Chavis al Vavos, Shar HaTeshuvah. Perek Aleph, we finished Perek Aleph, but he made a point in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph talks about the Mahus of Tshuva. The Mahus means the essence, the definition, is to just get back on the horse. Not just, because you can't just get back on the horse. You have to get back on the horse and in an ofen that you're not going to fall off again. Or you took steps to make sure you don't fall off again. You know what I'm talking about? You did an aveira. So you got to get back on the maslul of Nishma Asla Hashem, and presumably in a way that you took steps to deal with the reason you fell off. And he gives a few reasons why you might have fallen off. Bad friends is one of his reasons, interestingly enough. So that's what tshuva is. It's to return to the maslul of Avodas Hashem. Then he says, the second on the Freshut Zion, Vayetziya Mimishmas Hashem Shnei Sugim, there could be two ways of leaving the path. In Behimonos Milasos Mashasiva Hashem Lasosu V'Salmo Mimenu, not doing an asay, ignoring it. Oh, Basiyas Mashizra Hashem Ilasoso, Kavanosu B'Kach Lamros Pi Hashem. I don't think he necessarily means Lahachis as opposed to Teyavon. He means the mezid as opposed to b'shogeg. Means he's intentionally, he knows he's violating, he's not doing what Hashem said to do, what Hashem said not to do. He knows he's doing what Hashem said not to do. It doesn't necessarily mean lahachis as opposed to teyobom. It means the mezid as opposed to b'shogeg. I know. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. That I don't think he means, and no one learns he means lahachis as opposed to teyavon. There's no reason why he would be talking about lahachis as opposed to teyavon. He means b'mezid as opposed to shogeg. It doesn't have to mean lahachis. It means he's doing it intentionally. He knows he's violating Hashem's will. This nichas, through leaving, through ignoring. Very interesting. He's talking about the essence of tshuva. The essence of tshuva is you fell off the path, get back on the path. And then he says there's two ways to do that. He says you're not talking about now the components of tshuva and all the things you need to do tshuva and the things you have to realize to do tshuva and how you do tshuva, and that's going to come in the future problem. Here he's still dealing with the essence. The essence is to get back on the maslul of Mishmas Lashem. And in that essence, very interestingly enough, in that essence, he's mechalek between not doing an asay and doing a lav. Because the asay and the lav are spiritual realities, not stop. So he's going to compare it to food. He's going to compare an asay to not getting enough nutrition, and a lav to eating things that are bepoil bad for you. Even poison, it doesn't have to be poison, things that mess up your system. And this is so real, I'm saying, this is in the very essence of tshuva. It makes a difference. How do you climb back on the horse? So there's a difference. You don't get up for davening. You know what you got to do? You got to start getting up for davening. But that's all you have to do. I mean, it's not all, because he says you also have to go through the steps that we'll be learning about in future prakim. How do you do tshuva? And what do you have to realize to do tshuva? And how do you ensure that your tshuva is lasting? And you have to have charoto and vidui. So that's all still true. But Having said all of that, those are all the, that's the svivot. But the etzem zach, you have to, you don't have to do, you got to start coming to davening. Of course, going through all the components of doing tshuva. But the not to do it, then you have to bend over backwards. If you talk Lashon Hara, he's saying, you have to go for a period of time not talking. This is just my marshal, but that's what he's saying. He might not necessarily, his other mashallah, you talk Lashon Hara, you have to stop talking about people at all for a period of time. Yeah, right? You, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You have poison in your system. You have poison in your system, and you have to get the poison out. You've poisoned your system, and you did a lav, and you have to clear out the system. You talk to an alcoholic, you know? Talk to an alcoholic. It's not enough to just not get drunk anymore. He can't take a drop of alcohol. That's known, right? He can't take a drop. Maybe he shouldn't even drink grape juice. No. The yinag b'hofcho, and he has to do the opposite. He has to go to the other extreme. Im kabbalas gidri hatshuva. Of course, he still has to go through all the steps that we'll be learning about. Utno eha, Hashem nevorim l'kamam b'shar hazem yitzah Hashem. V'amoshel l'kach b'nyonim ativiyim. To Adam shechol gufa, a person who fell ill, I want to tell him we're here. Adam shechol gufa machmas hamachol. So he could have fallen ill. Im it may shechod alecho mashabokiyim v'yuso. He didn't eat healthy foods. Or he ate unhealthy foods, things that make you sick. So how do you get back to snuff? He makes sure, maybe he has to ingest more. Maybe this guy that wakes up for davening didn't wake up for davening, so maybe he has to like get up 10 minutes earlier than he would normally do it, just to make sure, right? You know,
he afterwards when he comes late to be on time.
He's saying the guy that doesn't eat enough food, so now he has to eat. He has to bring it. He has to build up his body again. But he doesn't have to rid it of anything bad. He has to build up the body. He can't eat normally. Mamish, he has to eat a little more, right? They take a guy, they have to build him up, and then, you know, until he's normal. But the amoiso machaloso machmashocha mashamazikom and amazonos, he ate something spoiled. The doctors say you can't eat any food for 2 weeks until your system gets cleaned out. He has to take, let's say, medicines, and he has to like clean out the system, like the opposite of food. Until he's ready to act like a normal person again. Then yishtamesh b'mezonos hamu'uzonim ben shnei minei hamu'zonos hamu'utsoim ben shnei hamu'zonim. Then he can go back to being normal. So it's really like the Rambam about, you know, shvil hamtsoi, shvil hazov. So he's saying by a lav, you can't be normal. You can't go back to being normal. You have to go to an extreme. You have to get rid of the poison. You have to do anything that smacks a little of the thing you did wrong. Like I said about Lashon Hara, you won't talk about people at all. That's, well, first of all, I don't know what's going on in Shemayim. But certainly a lav is more chomer than an asay. But, yeah, that's for sure it's worse. It's more chomer. That is all over Shas. But not only is it worse, but it kind of explains how it's worse. Because you've ingested into, you know, it's from the Gemara, it's mashma, like the Hagav of the asay. No, it's more chomer. But the Gemara really is mashma, why it's more chomer. And the reason it's Muhammad is for the reason Chavis Halal says, is because you've ingested something spiritually harmful into your system. When you don't do an assay, you haven't. You just haven't built up your body, you haven't exercised. You're right. He did something wrong, he has to do tshuva for doing an assay. No one's giving him a freebie. He has to do tshuva, he has to go through the whole process of tshuva. But there's still a difference.
Why is it a lot worse? Because it's more against...
Every Isser in the Torah, every mitzvah in the Torah, has at least two layers. One is that you're listening to Hashem, and one is that every mitzvah and every lav is a spiritual reality. An asay is a good thing. It's vitamins for the soul. It bonds you with Hashem. And a lav is poison, spiritually harmful things. These are the things that Hashem knows, or Hashem created, that are spiritually harmful. It's spiritually harmful for you to eat certain foods. It's spiritually harmful for you to talk Lashon Hara. Beyond not listening to Hashem. These are the things that are spiritually harmful in the world. The Gemara says all over Shas, a lav is more chomer than an asay. But it also implies why. For the Chavis Halvav is his reason, because it's machalik between kumva asay and sheval taisa. So that's pretty much what the Chavis Halvav is saying. You want to insist not, okay? What goes on in Shemayim. I know it's more chamor. I know it's more chamor because the Gemara says it's more chamor. I know the Gemara couches it in terms of kumvasay and sheval taisa, which to me sounds like the chavis halvav. When you're doing something bad, you're injecting poison into your system. On the other hand, an asay has certain qualities too. Rabbi Victor Miller gave a marshal of someone that doesn't have a say. He has a very nice marshal. He says, you send a guy, let's say, you give a guy a truck, right? You send him to Yerushalayim. You tell him, you know, I want you to pick up merchandise for me. Okay, he comes back. You say, no, how was the trip? He said, very good, Baruch Hashem. I avoided all the traffic. I avoided getting broken down. I avoided a flat tire. I avoided overheating. I made sure that I didn't get into any accidents. I mamish, everything's in tip-top shape. No problem. I avoided all the bad things on the road. Okay. Then he goes to the truck, opens it up. It's empty. Doesn't have any merchandise in it. He forgot to pick up the merchandise. It's not enough to just avoid accidents and avoid breaking down and avoid flat tires. You have to put merchandise into the truck. If you don't do assays, you go to Hashem, you have 120 years, you have no merchandise. You don't have anything that connects you to Hashem. You avoided all the accidents and all the traffic, right? But you don't have any merchandise. Okay. Like the muscle? You remember that I said it here once from Kippur.